Okay, so we're up to the last mission of the parak, the bottom of Pevav Amad Beis, Fas Yisrael Shanises Lekayin. So the Mishnah starts off, Fas Yisrael, yeah, everyone got it? Pevav Amad Beis,
Can you speak into the phone, please?
Fas Yisrael Shanises Lekayin, if you have a Yisraelis and she marries a Kayin, Teichel B'Truma, only Kayhanim are able to eat truma, and even though she's a Yisraelis, once she marries a Kohen and she becomes Kenyan Kaspay, the halacha is that she becomes an Eishes Kohen, and therefore she has the zechut that she could eat truma. Mace, what about if her husband dies? Belahim menu ben. However, she was married for many years and she had a child. Therefore, teichel b'truma, she's still allowed to eat truma, even though she's no longer an eishes kohen. She's still considered a kohenes because she's still connected to the kohen through her child, who's a kohen. So therefore, say if she's married to a kohen, or if she had a child from the kohen, she could still eat truma. Nises l'levi, what about if after she married the kohen, she wants to remarry, and she remarries a levi? Then the halacha is teichel b'maaser, she can no longer eat truma. However, since she's married to a levi, and a levi is zeicha and maaser, so therefore she could eat maaser. Meis v'lo himenu ben. What happens if she has a child from the husband who's a levi, and then she has a child, and then her husband passes away, but then she's still considered like a levia, and therefore teichel b'maaser. The halacha is that this Yisraelis is allowed to eat maaser, not through her husband. She's not an Eishes levi anymore, but still she's considered a levia through her child, who is Zera levi, and therefore teichel b'maaser, but she's not able to eat truma. So let's take a look at Rashi. Nises l'levi. Is this a standalone case that she married a kohen or she married a levi? So Rashi said, no, it's a continuation. It's one big case. First she married a kohen and he died. Then nises l'levi. Acha she yeldim kohen. After she was married to a kohen and she had a child from a kohen, then she got married to a levi. Teichel b'maaser. Rashi said she's allowed to eat maaser because again our Mishnah is again going like her mayor, who holds that only a levi got to eat maaser. However, a Yisraelis cannot eat maaser. However, we don't paskin like her mayor. We hold anyone, even a zar, could eat maaser. The Rashi says teichel b'maaser v'loy b'truma. Why is she able to eat maaser and not truma? The hader have yazara. She's no longer a kohenes. Even though when she married to a kohen, she became a kohenes through being an eishes kohen. But now that she's married to a levi, she now follows her husband's shevet, which is a levi, and therefore she could only eat maaser and not truma. Meis v'lahi menu ben. So Rashi says that if her husband, the levi, dies, but she had a child from him, teichel b'maaser, she's still allowed to eat maaser, b'shvil b'nah, because she's still considered a levia. Why she's considered a levia? Because of her child. B'hai ben, pasol lo mitruma. And this son is going to pasol her from truma, even though she still has her child from a kohen, and even though she was once married to a kohen, but since she also has a child from the levi, therefore she's not considered a kohenes, and therefore she's pasul from truma. Why? Because right now she's still connected to the zar. So even though she has a child who's a kohen, therefore you might think she's connected to the kohuna, but she also has a child from a levi, who's a zar, a non-kohen, and therefore, since she has a child from a non-kohen, therefore, she's pasul l'truma. How do you know that? Uksiv, as it says in the pasuk, v'zera ein la, only if she does not have a child, meaning if you have someone who's born a bas kohen, she's born a kohenes, and then she marries a zar, she can't eat truma. V'zera ein la. Now, if her husband died and she had no child from the Yisrael, v'shava, then she goes back to her father's house of Kuhuna, and she could eat Truma. But over here, by Reyesh Lazara, over here, since she has children from the non-Kohen, therefore she's considered a Zar, and since she's considered a Zar, she can't eat Truma. But Afalkav, the Krav of Bas Kohen, but this Pasuk is not referring, again, there are two ways that a lady could become a Kohenis. One way she could become a Kohen is if she's born into Kohuna. Her father's a Kohen, she's a Bas Kohen, she'll be a Kohenis. Another way you could be a Kohenis is you become an Ashes Kohen. You marry a Kohen, you also become King Kaspi, and you become a Kohenis. The Rashi asks, Afagav the Krub of Bas Kohen, the Pasuk is referring to someone who is born into the Shevet of Kohuna. Ksiv. Still, my bina mina b'gemara nami bas yisrael. We're going to see in the Gemara that Rabbi Kiva said not only a bas kain, but even an eshes kain is also included in this pasuk. And we're going to include also a bas yisrael ha'yichelos b'shvil b'na kain, and even someone who's not currently married to a kain, but she had a child from her husband, the kain. Also, this pasuk is also referring to a kohenis. All types of kohenises, either a bas kohen, or someone that marries a kohen, or someone that has a child from a kohen. The nisus lazar, and then afterwards, this ishus kohen now married a zar, umes, and now the zar, this levi, dies. Shechidesh v'chelas b'shvil b'nah. The halacha is that once the levi dies, and once, or if she has a child from the levi, once the child of the levi dies, then she's going to go back and become like an Ashes Kohen, or the mother of a Kohen, and therefore she is going to get to eat again. Hilkach ki hechi, Dr. Ashi, just like the Bas Kohen ki isla zera, that the daughter of a Kohen ki isla zera mi Yisrael, if she had a child from Yisrael, loy hadra, she will not go back. Bas Yisrael, haychelos b'shvil b'na Kohen, so too. The daughter of Yisrael that eats because of her son, who is a Kohen, Nami ki isla zera, if she has a child, Bemi Levi or Yisrael, anyone who's a non-Kohen, doesn't make a difference if it's a Levi or Yisrael, Loi Hodro Yichalos B'Shvil B'na Kohen, she's not going to go back. So basically what Rashi's telling you is that if you marry a Kohen, you could eat Truma. If you have a child from a Kohen, you could eat Truma. Why? Because you're still considered a Kohenis, because you're still connected to the Sheva of Kohuna through your child, who is the Kohen. But if you go ahead and you marry a Levi or Yisrael, then now you're more connected to a Zar. You're more connected to the Levi. You can't eat it. And even if your husband dies and you have a child from a Levi, so now you have two children. One child from the Kohen, one child from the Levi. So who are you more connected to? Are you more connected to the Kohen, your child from the Kohen, more connected to the Levi? Since currently you have a child from a Levi, therefore you're considered a Zar, because you're connected to a non-Kohen through your child from the Levi, and therefore you cannot eat Truma. But if, Chas V'Shalom, that child from the Levi dies, then all you do is, then you're only connected to your child from a Kohen. So then you go back, even though you stop being able to eat Truma, now this Yisraelis could go back to her original status as a Kohenis and eat. Yeah?
Because of timing? I mean, is it because he came later or because he's more Zar? What if it happened the other way around?
Excellent, excellent question. That's a very good question, and the answer is not so simple. Let's read a little bit more of the Mishnah, and then I will get back to your question. The Aruch in there asked your question, and the Achrayim discussed it. The Mishnah is going to only talk about the order one way, and it's not so clear what happens if you...
Right. Now, the whole swara of coming from Shevet Levi,
and then
applying to all that,
the
Kohen, so he was, where's the
Zar
part?
Levi doesn't
eat Truma.
A Levi's a non-Kohen. A Levi can't eat Truma.
I know,
Levi can't eat part of the
it started off that he was getting Truma. He was getting Truma, right?
Right.
So it became...
Now she got downgraded.
You don't look at the Shevet that it keeps him in, you know, the Parsha.
So Klapei Truma, you don't look at the whole entire Shevet. You look at like Shevet Kuna is different than a Levi. Even though Kohanim are from Levium, Well, I think in the previous Gemara you learned if it would be a Merkel or Kohanim. Well, only a Kohen could eat Truma, not a non-Levi. Right. So in order to eat Truma, you have to be a Levi plus, if you want to call it. And therefore, as long as you're connected to a Levi, and you're not only connected to a Levi plus.
Even if the kid didn't die.
All right. So that's an excellent point. That even though you're connected to both.
You could be seen all day.
Yeah, correct. Okay, so then the Mishnah continues again. So again, you have a Yisraelis who's married to a Kohen. The Kohen died, but her child, Baruch Hashem, is still alive. Then she married a Levi, who unfortunately died, but her child is still alive. Now let's add one more case. Nisis Yisrael. Now, after the Kohen died, and after...
She's got a kid from the Levi that she...
Right, correct. So Rashi said if she didn't have any child from a lady, but she did have a child from the Kohen, then she would revert back. Nisis Yisrael. Now this lady tried, third time the charm, so she married Yisrael. Leitoicha loy b'truma b'loy b'maisis. And now she becomes like a Yisraelis, because she's an Eishes Yisrael, besides for the fact that she's originally a Yisraelis, but also she's married to Yisrael. Therefore, leitoicha loy b'truma v'loy b'meiser. So therefore, she can't eat truma. Why can't she eat truma? Because she's no longer an Eishes Kohen. She's an Eishes Yisrael. She can't eat meiser either. Because again, we're going like Reb Meir, that only a Leviah or an Eishes Levi could eat meiser. And since she's now an Eishes Yisrael, she cannot eat. That's not how we paskin. Again, we paskin that even a zar could eat meiser. But again, the mission going through Meir that she cannot eat not truma, not meiser. I believe you learned this on the previous stuff.
What
does
Meir mean?
But she's the Yisrael. She married Yisrael. Yeah, so Yisraelis cannot eat meiser. Loi b'truma v'loi b'meiser. Meis. What about if the Yisrael died, v'lohi manu ben, and once again she had a child, so she has three children now. She has a child from the Kohen, she has a child from the Levi, and a child from Yisrael. Since she has a child from Yisrael, therefore she's considered a Yisraelis, and even though she also has a child from a Kohen and also a child from a Levi, still she cannot eat, not the Truma, not the Meiser, because we look at her main Sheva as the last one, as a Yisraelis. What about if Nebuch Meis Benami Yisrael, if her third child died? So again, she had a child from a Kohen, she had a child from a Levi, a child from Yisrael, and now this last, the third child, the Yisrael child died, so now she had no longer had the connection to Yisrael. Now she reverts one step back, Teichel B'Meiser. So now she has a child from a Kohen and a Levi, but she goes back to her status as a Leviah, and she could go back and eat the meiser. Just the last child died so far. The third. The one from Israel died.
Yeah, the lady's living?
The Kohen's child and the lady's child are both alive. So she goes back to the previous status, which was meiser. Meis benami lady. What about if now her second child dies? So now both the Yisrael child died and the Levi child died, and the only one who's still left alive is her first child from the Kohen, Teichel B'Truma, and she reverts to her first married status of Truma, and if now Nebuch, Meis benami Kohen, all three of her children died, so her first child also died from the Kohen, Lo Teichel. Now she goes back to her original status, as the Bas Yisrael, that loy toichal, loy b'truma, she can't eat truma, but loy b'meister.
And if she's a Bas Levi or Bas Kohen, then she could eat that?
So that's going to be the second part of the Mishnah. What about if she starts off as a Bas Kohen, and also after we do the last case of the Mishnah, Mir Tashem, we're going to get back to Rabbi Kleinman's case. What about if it's the opposite? Not that she married a Kohen Levi Yisrael, rather the opposite. She married a Yisrael, then a Levi, and a Kohen, which is not Mefurish in the Mishnah or the Gemara.
What did we hear?
Right.
That mashma that when she had the Ben Kohen still, that she could eat Meiser also because of a Levi?
So a Kohen is a Levi, so a Kohen
could
eat
Meiser too. The Levi's Meiser.
I think on Daf Pei Vav that was the Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Elazar. So again, so our Mishnah's going like Reb Meir. Okay, so now to Rabbi Harris's question. Bas Kohen Shenitzes Yisrael. This is a natural a Kohenus from birth. So Bas Kohen, she was born as a Kohenus, so the Halacha is a daughter of a Kohen, the Lati Yitruma. But now, Shenitzes Yisrael, now she married a Yisrael, and now she becomes like an Eishes Yisrael, Loi Pecha B'Truma, she loses her Shevet, she becomes the Shevet of her husband, even though she was born as a Kohenus, now that she's married to Yisrael, Loi Pecha B'Truma. She is not allowed to eat Truma, because now she's like a Zohar, because since her husband's a Zohar,
she's part of these things.
Because you got you want to know about Eirzen? So that's an excellent question. So we passed in Halacha L'Mais. So the Mishnah didn't want to complicate it, and therefore we don't talk about Nisuin. But we passed in even by Eirzen already.
I think maybe Eirzen is not enough of a connection to take her away from the.
So there is a shaila about Eirzen, but we hold it even by Eirzen. And it happens to be nowadays that we do Eirusin this one at the same time. Not much of a nafkamina, but in the olden days that they did Eirusin a full year, possibly earlier, there would have been a big nafkamina, and we paskin that even by Eirusin, l'teichal b'truma. But the mission is keeping it simple. Pas Yisrael, shenises l'Yisrael, that she had nesuin to Yisrael, l'teichal b'truma. Meis v'lohi manu ben. What about if her husband, the Yisrael, dies? However, Baruch Hashem, she has a son from him. She's still considered a Yisraelis, even though she was born as a Kohenus. But since she's connected to the Yisrael through the son, through the son of the Yisrael, therefore she loses the right. She still doesn't have the right to eat Truma. Nisei's Lulevi. What about if after she marries the Yisrael, she now goes up a step and she marries a Levi? Now, since she's an Ashes Levi, she becomes like a Levia, and therefore she's allowed to eat Meiser. Mace. What about if her husband, the Levi, dies? V'lohi menu ben. With Baruch Hashem, she has a son from him. She's still connected to the Shevet of Levi, and therefore she has a Zechus. Eat Meister through her son, the Levi.
What about her Ben Yisrael? Her Yisrael Ben, that's in the household.
Ah, excellent. So over here she had both a son who is the Yisrael and a son who is the Levi, and yet, even though in the ratio of the Mishnah we said if you have both children, then you lose it, but over here we say that we go after the last child, and you get it, which is really reverting back to the original question.
So
her child with the Yisrael cannot eat the Meiser according to her mayor, but the child who's the Levi and her could, so she'll have to be careful not to feed the Meiser to her first.
That was the whole thing. You told me about going back to your husband's, your parents, the father's house.
The child is I don't want to get into the whole previous Gemara, but basically the child is like one step removed, so then therefore we're not going to make it there. But over there, a husband and wife, you know, is more of a connection, and therefore we make it there.
Because
since she's living with them, so then therefore, you're saying over here the child. Interesting. Okay, I'll have to think about that. Nisit Levi Teichobo Meiser, Meisel, Emenu Ben, Teichobo Meiser, and as Rabbi Kleiman pointed out, an excellent point, that even though she still has a child from the Yisrael and from a Levi, but she's more connected to the Levi, who's the last child, and therefore Teichobo Meiser. Nisit Lekayin, what about if this lady, this Kohenes, who was previously married to Yisrael and a Levi, now on her third try, marries this Kohenes marries a Kohen, Teichel B'Truma. Now, she could eat Truma, not because she's a Bas Kohen, but because she's an Eishes Kohen. So therefore, she could eat the Truma. because she's the kinyan kasbei of the kohen. Meis v'loy menu ben, and even if her husband, the kohen, dies, but she still had a child from the kohen, teicho b'truma. So again, she has three children, one from the Yisrael, one from the Levi, and finally she had one from the kohen, so she's allowed to eat truma. And we don't say that she becomes pasul because she has also a Yisrael and a Levi child. Rather, we go after the last child, who is a kohen. Meis b'nami kohen. What about if this last child from the kohen is nifter? Le'teicho b'truma. Then she loses the right to eat truma because she's no longer connected to the kohuna because her husband, the kohen, died, and her child, the kohen, died. So therefore, she can't eat truma, but she could still eat meiser from her child, the Levi, which was the previous child that she had. Meis b'nami Levi. What about if her son dies from the Levi, her second child died, le'teicho b'meiser? So now she's no longer connected to kohuna because her Kayin's son died. She's no longer connected to the Leviya because her Levi's son died. So therefore, le'teicho b'meiser. And finally, if her first son died, meis b'nami Yisrael. Now all three of her children died, so she doesn't have any children, not from Yisrael, not from a Levi, not from a Kayin. Then Chazeres, she goes back to her original status that she was born to. Chazeres, the base of Yisrael, she goes back to her father's house. Balzunemar, Shava el beis avia kinureha milechem avia teichal, that she goes back to her father's house, and since her father was a kohen and she's a bas kohen, she goes back that she could eat it. Let's take a look at Rashi. Bas kohen shenisis liyisrael, if the daughter of a kohen married the Yisrael, loy teichal b'truma. The halacha is that she's not allowed to eat truma, even though she's a bas kohen, she still can't eat truma. The pasulah, because being married to Yisrael sort of downgrades her, and even though she was born as a kohenes, now that she married to Yisrael, she has a stronger connection to her husband than as she was born as a kohenes, and therefore he pasuls her. Mikam rachmana, as the Torah says, v'zera einla, if she has no children, v'shava. If she has no children from the Yisrael, then she goes back to her father's house of the Kayin. But while her husband's alive, or while her child from her husband the Yisrael is alive, loy achla, she cannot eat it.
Meis b'nami kohen. She's
v'zera einla means that if she got married to Yisrael and her husband died, and she did not have children from the Yisrael, then she goes back. We make a deal. But if she did have children from the Yisrael, or if she's married to the Yisrael...
Zera einla means if she doesn't have any children, husband dies, then she...
That's what we're saying. It's a month. So we're saying it's a kal v'chomer. Where do you have a stronger connection to your husband? If you have a child from your husband, but your husband's no longer alive, or do you have a strong connection when you're actually still married? So we're making a kal v'chomer. If even a child would be a connection, then for sure when you're actually married to him, that's for sure a connection. And therefore, you would not go back, and therefore we learn out. Again, the Gemara is going to go through the drushes a lot more by Rechaz, but the thing is that it's a kal v'chomer. If even after your husband... Nifter, you're still connected to him through the child that you have from him. For sure, you're connected to him, and he passed you when he's still alive. I think that's.
Now, just in general, this whole thing about going to base of Ema, right? I mean, she could have been around. She's a Buzz Kayan, right? Now, she could have been around for years, right? And finally, the husband dies.
No children.
Yeah.
No children,
but does that mean that the family plot has to be there, or has to be like, obviously it was the love doctor. You were a boss player once before, you're never going to lose that.
It doesn't mean the fact that her father's alive, it just means that she was born as a kohenes.
Right,
Last Rashi on the Mishnah. Meis b'nami kohen. loy toicha b'truma, if her son from the kohen dies, then she goes back to the previous status. She can't eat truma because the pasul of Levi, but she could go eat the maaser. So Rabbi Kleiman asked an excellent point that the first case, let's go over the Mishnah outside quickly. The first case of the Mishnah is that you have a born Yisraelis and she marries in order first a Kayin, then a Levi, then a Yisrael. The second case in the Mishnah is you have she's born a Kayanis and then she marries first a Yisrael, then a Levi, then a Kayin. Right? What happens if you would sort of flip it around? What happens if a Kohanis would first marry a Kohen, then a Levi, and then a Yisrael, and she has three children, and she has children from all three of them? Would you say that you go after the last child, and then in that case, the last child is not from the Kohen, it's from the Yisrael, right? Or would you say you go after as long as you have a child from a Kohen?
Do you go after most zar, or do you go after the time?
Right. So the Aruch Lemer declares this. He says it's possible that someone's naturally a Kohenis, right? And she has three children, one from a Kohen, one a Levi from Yisrael, then you automatically go after the Kohen child because she naturally has the Kedusha of a Kohenis. Plus she has a second, and even though sort of it outweighs the fact that she's naturally a Kohanis, the fact that she's married to Yisrael or she has a child from Yisrael, but since she's naturally a Kohanis, plus she has a child from a Kohen, therefore in any order she could eat. However, Yisrael, what?
All these kids are living, right?
As long as all three children are living. However, if she's a Bas Yisrael, then the only way that she could eat is only if her only child is from a Kohen. But if she had a child from Yisrael, Levi, and Kohen, the less, then if she had any other children, then not. That's one clear. However, we do not paskin like that, Aruch Lemer. But that is one side of the Aruch Lemer. The Rambam, however, paskins like the second side, that he says is that there's two things. He said that there's one thing to once you're ready eating truma because of your husband, now even after your husband dies, your child could continue to allow you to eat. However, to go ahead and once you stopped being able to eat truma, why? Because after the Kohen died, you married a Levi, right? And when you married the Levi, so now you stopped eating truma. Now that both your husbands died, both the Kohen and the Levi died, so now you have a child from the Kohen, a child from a Levi. Could I now revert back, even though the past couple of years I haven't been able to eat, but now could I revert back? Because that takes more energy. It's always easier to continue something. Inertia is a very strong power. So he said, so therefore you always go after the last child, because the last child is able to continue what was happening. So therefore, so the Rambam Halacha Maaseh Paskin, it does make a difference in which order you're having. And if you have three children, if the Kohen was the first child and the Yisrael was the last child, you cannot eat. And if the Yisrael was the first child but the Kohen was the last child, then he could continue allowing you to eat because your last husband was the Kohen.
So unfortunately, it takes the death that child to bring you back to the Kahuna.
Right, and in order to go back, you would have to have the Yisrael child die, the Levi child die, and then you could revert back. So again, it gets very complicated. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah and the Gemara, but the Rambam paskins that it's not totally on if you're inherently a Kohanis, if you're inherently a Yisraelis, rather it's totally on the last child. And again, he said the lamas is a very simple lamas. It's always easier to continue a zechus that you have than to restart it. In order to restart it, you can't restart it if you have other children who are non-Kohanim. The only way to restart it is if the only child left is a Kohen. Okay, you got it. If not, you know, it's early in the morning. That's it. You know, Aruch Lemer and the Rambam. Well, it's extra credit. Okay, Zok the Gemara. So again, so there's two ways. So basically, there's two ways you could have a connection. I mean, besides for the natural way of being born into a sheva, but the two other ways you could have a connection is either through your husband or through the child of your husband. So in the first case in the Mishnah, it said that if a bas, if a Yisraelis, a natural Yisraelis, marries a Kohen and has a child, and then her husband dies, and then she marries a Levi, and she has a child from the Levi, and then Meis Benami Levi, and now her child from the Levi dies, Toicho B'Truma, she goes back, that since now she only had a child from a Kohen, and she no longer had a child from a Levi, Toicho B'Truma. Means that your, the halacha is that even though I stopped eating, again, I married a Kohen, I could eat Truma. I had a child from a Kohen, I could eat Truma. I married a Levi, I stopped being able to eat Truma. The Levi died, but I had a child from the Levi, I'm still no longer able to eat Truma. But now that the Levi child died, and the only child I have left is a Kohen, I go back, and I could restart and eat Truma. The Hadra Acha Mishum Bina, that even if you're not married to a Kohen, but since she had a child who's a Kohen, and even though she's stopped being able to eat Truma, she could go back, she could go back and eat again, Minolan. What's the makar that you have such a power? And again, we mentioned that going back and restarting something takes more power, and you know, and therefore possibly, you know, at least according to the Rambam, it's harder to restart something than to continue something. Amar of Abba, Amar Rav. Rav Abba said the name of Rav. What's the makar that she could go back and eat because of her first child? Bas, Ubas. The Torah could have mentioned the word bas, and instead it added the extra letter vav, and that extra letter vav, Rashi's going to explain, is going to teach us that she could go back. So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi's going to explain this to us, huh? The Hadra Achla Mishum Bina, Diktani Masnis, and as we learned in the Mishnah, Gabi Bas Yisrael, someone who's naturally a Yisraelis, so she doesn't have her own power to eat Truma, and then she married a Kohen and had a child from the Kohen, then she married a Levi and had a child from the Levi, and then Meis Bina Me Levi, and then her second child from the Levi died, and now she only had a child from the Kohen, Teichel B'Truma, she could go back and start eating Truma again, B'Shvil B'Na, because of her first son. Minalan, how do you know the Zara? She's naturally a Zara, I mean, she's naturally Yisraelis. Teichel B'Shvil B'Na, who could continue, right, once she was married to a Kohen, and she had a child from a Kohen, we know she could eat. But how do you know it's Zara, Hechelos, Beshvil, Bina, that eats because of her son, the Nisis Lazara? Now she stopped being able to eat it because she got married to a Zara, Umais, and this Zara, this lady died, Shechazeres, Hechelos. How do we know that she could go back and restart and again eat because of her first son from the Kayin? And for the Gemara, we learn now from the Drasha, Bas, and instead of saying Bas, it says Bas, Ubas. What's this referring to? Rashi says, the Torah says, Ubas Kayin, the daughter of a Kayin, Isiya Amana Ugrusha. So what does Ubas Kayin mean? She's born as a Kayanis. She's a natural Kayanis. Isiya Amana, and she married the Yisrael. She stops the right to eat. So again, you have a Bas Kayin who married the Yisrael. She stops the right to eat Truma. What happens when her husband, Yisrael, dies? Because she becomes a widow, because her husband died, or Grusha, or even if he's alive, but he divorced her, she's no longer connected to Yisrael. She could go. She now reverts back to her original status. So how do you learn that from that pasuk? So we see a Kohenis that marries Yisrael, her husband dies, she reverts back to her original status, and she could eat. How do you see from that pasuk that if she's not a Kohenis, but she has a child from a Kohen, she could also revert back? That's from the extra letter vav. Ubas says it's a ribui. Not only someone who's naturally a Kohanis, but someone who's only a Kohanis through her son from the Kohen also could revert back. And even though the Kohen's dead, but she has a child from the Kohen, she's included in this Bas Kohen that she's shovel Beis Aviyah. Again, no literal Beis Aviyah, because her Beis Aviyah is obviously a Yisrael, but it means she reverts back to her original, her previous status, that she was allowed to eat Truma.
Nice question. If a Yisraelis marries a Kohen, and he's Megarish, and they have a child, is Megarish. She's Megarish. Yeah. She has a child. Does she still eat? Because that child is a Grusha?
Yeah.
She can eat.
Yeah, because she's still connected to the...
Because of her son.
Right.
I mean, Sophia doesn't... No shyness to what we're saying now. Right?
Yeah, correct. I was not saying that even though the Pusik's Lashon is Beis Sophia, but we have a Reboot from the Vav, it just means you could revert to an earlier status that you were able to eat.
Not,
yeah, it's not Beis Sophia, because Beis Sophia here is just...
That's right.
I was saying that we're not reading it literally into Beis Avia. If she's a Kehenis, she reverts to Beis Avia. But over here, that she's a Bas Yisrael, she just reverts to the earlier status that she had been
supposed to. It's more of an earlier status.
Yeah. Copy the Drasha, correct.
Right.
It means her previous status. It doesn't mean her Beis Avia, correct. The Gemara command to Rabbi Kiva Darsh Vavi. We know Rabbi Kiva would darshan every single crayon on the letters. Rabbi Kiva would also darshan whenever you have an extra vav, you would darshan it. So chayra, this Gemara is only going like Rabbi Kiva darshans vavin. But according to the Rabban, let's say it's very common that we put in a vav and it's not ladrasha. Then how do you know this halacha that you could revert back and start eating truma again because of your child from the Kayin? And for the Gemara, afilu tema Rabbanan, even if you want to say that the Mishnah is the Rabbanan, kula ubas krayiserahu. Over here, it's not just the vav that's extra, but the whole entire pasuk of ubas is extra. Why is that? Let's say at the beginning of the paragraph, you say a girl's name, I don't know, Fegad Vasha does this. You don't have to every single time in the paragraph keep on saying Fegad Vasha did this, Fegad Vasha did this. Once it's mentioned once, you could say, and she did this, and she did that. So too over here. If you look at the previous pasuk, it already says Bas Kayin. Now in the second pasuk, it doesn't have to keep on saying the word Bas Kayin, Bas Kayin. You could just say Kisi Elazar. You could just say she. Did it. Dr. Ashi. Rabbi Kiva the Darish Bavi. Where do we find Rabbi Kiva Dashan's Bavin? Ironically, we find it Perik Dalet Mises, Rabbi Kiva Yishmael Achi, Bas, Ubas, and Nidarish. Not only do we find it Rabbi Kiva Dashan's Bavin, that happens to be ironically, it's a whole different pasuk. But he Dashan's this exact same word, the extra Vav on Bas, Ubas. You know, over there, it's not talking about eating truma. It's talking about a Bas Kayin who, what punishment a Bas Kayin gets as opposed to a normal lady who's Medana. But Kalpam over there, Yosef Darshan, since the Torah didn't say Bas, but said Ubas, extra Vav by Darshan. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva, we see Darshan Vavan, but over here, we see you don't have to Darshan extra Vav. Kulikro Ubas Yisrael. Over here, the whole entire word Ubas Kayin is extra. The Ksivla element. Exivla elmine, because if you look at the previous pasuk, it says in the previous pasuk already, Ubaskayin, Baskayin, Makayhanes, Kisila Zar, she married a Zar, Vesamachle, and then the very next pasuk says again, Ubaskayin, Kisila Amona. Why do you have to repeat again Ubaskayin? We already know we're talking about Baskayin, say, and just say, and when she becomes an Amona, just say, Kisila Amona. Why do you have to add in the words again, Ubaskayin? We understand. Who are we talking about who's going to be the Amona? The lady who we were talking about until now. We didn't suddenly switch on you, a new lady. If she becomes an Amana Grusha, but I know Yudana, and I would know the Bas Kayin Mishtoi. And I would obviously know, and she is referring to the previous lady I was talking about. That's what we're talking about, right? If we're talking about Rachel, and you say she, you didn't suddenly switch to Leah. You say she means the previous lady that we are talking about. So therefore, we have a drasha, say according to Rabbi Kiva, say according to the Rabbanan, to teach us that even if you stop eating because of your son from a Kayin, but once your son from the Levi died, or your son from the Yisrael died, you now revert to your original status, and you could start again eating because of your original child. Tana Rabbanan. So we learned. Kishehi Chazaras, in the case so now we're going to go back to the Pusik's case, meaning that she's a natural Kehanas, and she marries a Yisrael, so she can't eat. But then when her husband, the Yisrael, dies, because she chazeres, and she reverts back to her original status as a natural bas kain, chazeres l'truma. She could go back and eat truma. She could be v'shavol beis avia, and she could eat truma. However, the ena chazeres l'chaz v'shaik. The halacha is that a kain gets 24 matanas, and a bas kain also. She gets a zechus to eat truma, and also if someone's makar of a carbon shlomim, they give the kain the chaz v'shaik. So even though she this bas kain who marries Yisrael reverts to original status of truma, but she does not completely revert back to original status, and she does not get the zechus of eating the chaz of a sheik. She only reverts back to eating truma. But kapi chaz of a sheik, originally she could eat the chaz of a sheik that was given to her father, and now she doesn't. The Rashi explains, kishehi chazeres akra kain. We're referring to a bas kain. U bas kain kisiya almana ugusha, the daughter of a kain that marries the Yisrael cannot eat truma. But if she's an Amano Grusha, Vizera Inla, and she doesn't have any children from the Yisrael, because she Chazeres, the Beis Avia, when she goes back to her father, the Kohen's house, Chazeres, the Truma, she could go back and eat Truma, but she cannot eat the Chaz of a Sheik of the Kohanim. Ava, Lechel's Bishpil Binah, why is Rashi telling you that we're only referring to a natural Kohanis? What about someone who's not a natural Kohanis? Rather, let's say she's the Israelis, but she eats b'shvil b'na'a, the masnisin, chazeres, af l'chaz of v'sheik. Come on, we're going to see later in the Gemara that in a certain way, you have a stronger connection through your living son, the Kayin, than being originally a natural Kayhanis. A natural Kayhanis did not completely go back to being a Kayhanis. She only goes back to being a Kayhanis, copy eating truma, but not about eating chaz of v'sheik, but a Yisraelis. Who's not naturally a Kohanis, but she has a child from a Kohen, she'll revert back to not only eating Truma, but even to revert back to eating the Chaz of a Sheik. She'll completely, after her child from the Levi died, or after her child from the Israel died, after all her other children from the non-Kohanim died.
Married a Kohen from a Chazeres, meaning a Chazeres back to status Kuhuna through her child.
Yeah. So the status of Kuna through your living child is stronger than your original status as being born, which the Gemara later is going to discuss and bring down the drasha. I don't know if you would have naturally realized that, but yeah, that's definitely a very interesting point. The Gemara is going to bring down. Yeah. I don't think we're gonna get up to it today, but the Gemara is gonna say it. It's in a few lines, but I'm not sure how long it'll take us. We'll see. Maybe we'll get lucky and we'll get up to it. Amar Rav Chista says, Amar Rabina, name of Rabina Bar Shila, Mikra. How do you know this halacha that you only revert back to being a kohenis about truma, but not chaz of a sheik? And for the Gemara, because it says in the pasuk. A bas kain who married the Yisrael, he betrumas hakadshim loy teichal. It says she in the truma of the kadshim loy teichal. What are we referring to? Are we referring to truma? Are we referring to kadshim? We make a trusha. Trumas hakadshim means murim min hakadshim loy teichal. The truma, the thing that you pick up and you remove from the kadshim loy teichal. What's the thing which is the murim in a kachim? What do you remove from the kachim? When you bring a whole carbon shlamim and you pick up and you do tenufa and remove the chaz of a sheik. Therefore, we learn at the murim in a kachim, which means the chaz of a sheik, loy teichel. Let's take a look at Rashi. The murim in a kachim, what's the murim? What's picked up and removed from the kachim? Chaz of a sheik. Whenever you bring a carbon shlamim, you're supposed to remove the chaz of a sheik and give it to the kain. Right, the shlomim makes everyone happy. It makes Hashem happy. You bring some stuff on the mizbeach. It makes Yisrael happy. He gets to eat the shlomim, and also makes the kohen happy because you give him the chaz of a sheik. May the haba matzil mechta bekadshim. It could have just said that she could he bekadshim leitaycha. Just say when she married the Yisrael, she can't eat kadshim. Because of betrumas hakadshim. Why say betrumas hakadshim? That we make a drasha of truma. Truma means you remove the truma and give it to the kohen. So tzatu trumat hakachem means what you removed from the kachem, the murim hu da'asa. The thing that's picked up and removed is coming to teach you. V'haylo teichal la'olam hu. And this that it says when she marries a Yisrael, she shouldn't eat it, means forever. Once she's married the Yisrael once, even after her Yisrael husband dies, she never ever goes back to eating the chaz of a sheikh. And don't tell me, it's only telling me that while she's married to Yisrael, then she cannot eat it. To the mashma kro, and that's the simple reading of the pasuk, bas kayin, kohanes, kisilas are, while she's married to Yisrael, she cannot eat the chaz of a sheikh. We say, don't say that. Rather say it means that she can never eat, even after her husband dies, the kimnalai krob of Perek Almana, because if you remember, in the Perek Almana, in Daf Samachas, we already dashed on this pasuk, benivala lapasla. We're not talking about a case that she's married to Yisrael. We're talking about that she had bia and not a marriage, lapasla. There's someone that's puzzled to her. Kegoin nasin. What's a nasin? That's the gevoinim, umamzer, v'cholol, shepuzzle elamah. So does she have bia to someone who's puzzled, like a mamzer, or a cholol, or a nasin? And then that psul goes for forever.
Well,
she's not a chalala, but she loses, I guess she's a chalala.
She marries a
chalala,
she's from a chalala.
Right. When, or even if she doesn't marry him, even if she just had bia with him, she becomes a chalala and she becomes pasul for forever. The kohenis, the mitzvah lazar, and so too we learn out that a kohenis that married the Yisrael, the loy achla. How do we know that a kohenis that married the Yisrael doesn't eat it? Maybe shava el beis avia. We learn out that she returns back to her father's house. Yafina machad meikar loy achla. Which indicates that only after he dies she goes back, but while she's married to him, lo yachla, she cannot eat it. Umil seder Rav Chisda maybe trumas nafka, and this limud of Rav Chisda you learn out from trumas hakadshem. Dimkin dekula kala nivla lapasul lo, because if the whole entire pasuk was only referring to someone that had bia with apostle that she became a chalala. Let it just say, if she becomes a chalala, she can't eat kachim. My betrumah, so you have to say trumas hakachim. Is it truma or is it kachim? My betrumah, shma mina hachika amar. We see from the word trumas hakachim, yesh lecha acheres. There's another lady who's not mezana with a nasin or a mamza, shechels bekachim, that she could eat bekachim, could go in truma, that she could eat the truma de kachim, but ina echels bemurim. But she cannot eat the thing which is removed from the kachim. Eduzu, zuchazeres, the samacha. That's referring to the other lady of Ubas Kayan Kisiyamana, the other lady who married Yisrael, and now she's chazeres, Kisiyamana, Balchitaris, and Lahamilsa, Parakamana. And really, this whole thing is explained in Amana. So Rashi explains that this drasha is really not a simple drasha at all. It's really not. It's definitely quite. It's not a stretch. It's just you have to learn how to do drashas. But yeah, for us, it's definitely very difficult. That again, we're not referring to someone who's medana with an elson or mamzer, and we're not referring to someone who is currently married to Yisrael. Rather, referring to someone who is married to Yisrael. And then Shishava, then such a person could go back to eating truma, but she's not Shava, klapi the murim min hakadshim. The Gemara said one more drasha, which is a lot simpler. Rav Nachman Amar, Rabbi Baravua. Rav Nachman says in the name of Rabbi Baravua, Milechem. It says that she's Shava beis avia, Milechem avia teichel. So we make a drasha. Milechem from the lechem, meaning the leikol lechem. Some lechem she could, and not everything. Prat lechaz of a sheikh. So we learn out may, whenever it says may from, that's always a miyat. So Rashi explains, milechem, the leikol lechem, prat lechaz of a sheikh. So it's saying that she can only eat the bread, meaning the truma, the wheat that gets made into bread, but she cannot eat the chaz of the breast and the sheikh and the thigh of the shlamim. kol ma'echol mashma. Lechem is mashma, not just bread, but it's all type of food. Kedekziv v'al shetzer malka avad lechem rav. He made a lot of bread. Meaning the king didn't just make bread, he made all types of food. Hekoch etzruch miyuta. So therefore we're saying is that over here, lechem would include all food except for the chaza and the sheik.
What's
the chaza sheik is a higher level, meaning truma is a lower level, and kudshim.
What about lechem afanim and any other
korbanos
that come home?
Right. So there's 24 matnas kuna.
Yeah.
But a kehenes or bas kain does not have a zechus in all of the
higher level than all the 24,
let's say truma is a lower level that
right.
if I could eat, and then the next step up is chazav sheik. There are even higher steps up which even all of us kains can eat, right? So you're gonna have to go through each one of them, which ones exactly you can't but right now, like chazav sheik is like the classical. That's like the one step up. That's the murim min hakadshim. That's
the even higher ones that she's not allowed to eat.
Yeah, at all. Correct.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
I thought
it was
the only one she can't.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.